the United States, a new era has dawned with Joe Biden sworn in as the country's 46th president and the Democrats officially assuming control of the Senate. Mr. Biden has wasted no time in getting to work, heading straight to the Oval Office after his inauguration to sign a flurry of executive orders reversing key policies of the Trump era. Earlier in his speech, Joe Biden described America as facing a winter of peril, decrying what he said was an uncivil war, and asking Americans to open their souls to each other. The new vice president has made history today too. Kamala Harris is the first woman, the first black person, and the first person from a South Asian background to assume her new role. Stephen Smiley reports on an historic day in Washington.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
I, Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
It was an inauguration unlike any other in a country ravaged by COVID-19. On the west front of the Capitol, there's a socially distanced crowd as the Chief Justice John Roberts swears in the new president.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Thank President.
Joe Biden inherits a nation riven by division. He's calling for tolerance, hailing a democratic tradition which he says has prevailed despite peril.
This is our historic moment of crisis and challenge. And unity is the path forward. And we must meet this moment as the United States of America. If we do that, I guarantee you we will not fail. We have never, ever, ever, ever failed in America. We've acted together.
74 million Americans voted for Joe Biden's rival, and the new president has appealed to them too. He's drawn comparisons to divisions of the past in willing unity for the hard road ahead.
We must end this uncivil war that pits red against blue, rural versus urban, conservative versus liberal. We can do this if we open our souls instead of hardening our hearts.
While Donald Trump was often spurned by celebrities, Joe Biden faced no such challenge. Jennifer Lopez and Lady Gaga performed. A reading by 22-year-old poet Amanda Gorman drew praise from Republicans and Democrats alike.
We've seen a force that would shatter our nation rather than share it, would destroy our country if it meant delaying democracy. And this effort very nearly succeeded. But while democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated.
At Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, Donald Trump held a ceremony of his own. He's the first outgoing president to boycott an inauguration since the 1800s. Mr. Trump has defended his own recent record.
We have the greatest country in the world. We have the greatest economy in the world. And as bad as the pandemic was, we did something that is really considered a medical miracle. They're calling it a miracle, and that was the vaccine.
With the Trump era over, there are big shifts afoot in agenda, focus, and tone. Joe Biden has signed a flurry of executive orders, rejoining the Paris climate deal, re-engaging with the World Health Organization, and ending construction of the wall on the Mexican border. And in Kamala Harris, the new administration has made history today too. In India's south, villagers are setting off fireworks, marking the first elevation to the vice presidency of a woman and a person of color.
I wish her well, success, and I wish after 4 years she becomes the president of the U.S.
The country is also proud that an Indian is being elected as vice president of America.
Stephen Smiley with that report.